Good Wednesday. Today is June the 4th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, planting date concerns have arisen in different parts of the state based on when guys were able to get out and get their crops in, or some areas where that was delayed significantly, and the implications that it has with crop insurance coverage. We're going to take a look at the meaning of all that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Crop insurance and planting dates making agricultural headlines. Now, farmers in most of the larger corn-producing states in the Midwest and the Plain States appear to be on schedule to meet their crop insurance final planting dates to protect their coverage levels. Now, several major corn-planting states are now in that crop insurance late planting window after May 25th. Some others move into that window on May the 31st. First, here in Ohio, that date does not fall until June 5th. Now, USDA's NASS Weekly Crop Progress Report shows the planting season has largely stayed on schedule across the Corn Belt. Final planting date effectively means the last date to plant a crop with full crop insurance coverage. Each day of planting after that results in a loss of 1% of that crop insurance coverage. So when it comes to corn, some states have a late planting date period with that 20-day late planting window. Others have a 25-day late planting window. After that late planting period ends, the insurance coverage actually drops to 55% of what the original guarantee was for corn. Now, if we take a look here in the Buckeye State, that date actually falls later than a lot of the other ones. In Ohio, the final planting date for corn is not until June the 5th. That late planting period then actually stretches all the way till June the 30th. Now, when it comes to final planting dates for soybeans, that doesn't hit in the Midwest and Plain States until we get to June 10th. For the soybeans, that yield guarantee falls 1% for 25 days, and the coverage then drops to 60% of the original guarantee by the end. June 20th happens to be the final soybean planting date here in Ohio. Now, another thing there has been some discussion about is prevent planted acres, and as crop insurance protection declines and conditions become more complicated in some areas of the country, it typically leads to that fear of prevented planting acres. Prevented planting acres can fluctuate year to year depending on weather challenges. And in 2019, that's when we had that record year of flooding. There were 19.6 million acres of prevent plant. In 2021, farmers reported just 2 million acres. And last year, farmers reported 4.72 million acres of prevent plant. That was up from the 2023 total that was 1.14. Now, producers are advised to call their crop insurance agents immediately when looking at potential for prevent plant situations. The FSA office deadline to record prevent plant is 15 days after that final planting date. And if you've got questions, be sure to check in with your crop insurance agent. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions now, producers and landowners wishing to enroll their farms in the latest Continuous Conservation Reserve program have options they can consider based on what the conservation needs are. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
June 6th, the deadline for producers and landowners wishing to enroll acreage in USDA's General Conservation Reserve Program sign-up or Continuous CRP. Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam explains that environmentally sensitive lands are enrolled in Continuous CRP in return for annual rental payments and cost share assistance associated with long-term resource conserving vegetative cover. And while Continuous CRP acreage applications are being accepted on a first-come, first-served basis to ensure the current statutory cap of 27 million acres for all CRP offerings is not exceeded,
should allotted CRP acreage remain available following the June 6th deadline, FSA will accept Continuous CRP offers from interested landowners through July 31 and may be subsequently considered for acceptance in batches if it's determined that the offered acres support USDA's conservation priorities.
But what Continuous CRP option should a landowner or grower consider enrolling their acres in? After all, there are several to choose from. starting with
State Acres for Wildlife Enhancement Initiative, which restores vital habitat in order to meet high priority state wildlife conservation goals.
There is also the Highly Erodible Land Initiative.
Producers and landowners can enroll in CRP to establish long-term cover on highly erodible cropland that has a weighted erodibility index greater or equal to 20.
A third option is the offering known as CLEAR.
Clean Lake, Estuaries, and Rivers prioritizes water quality practices on land that, if enrolled, will help reduce sediment loading, nutrient loading, and harmful algae blooms. The vegetative cover also contributes to increased wildlife populations.
A component of the CLEAR initiative, CLEAR 30,
offers additional incentives for water quality practices adoption and can be accessed in 30-year contracts.
And CREP, the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program,
addresses high priority conservation objectives of states and tribal governments on agricultural lands in specific geographic areas.
Details about continuous CRP, sign up, and offerings are available online at www.fsa.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.